The Daniel Pearl Foundation invites Houston families to join in celebrating the second annual Daniel Pearl Music Day, held downtown at Jones Plaza on Sunday, October 5th, from 1 to 5 p.m. The free event is co-sponsored by the Decade of Nonviolence Houston and SGI USA. The day will be filled with family events, children activities, cultural performances, and features award-winning children's musician Joe McDermott. Local artists also appearing, along with scattered pages. For more information on Daniel Pearl, go to www.danielpearl.org. So join us for the second annual Daniel Pearl Music Day, held downtown at Jones Plaza, Sunday, October 5th, from 1 to 5 p.m.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT in Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the lesbi, gay, and transgender identity. This is Queer Voices.
Good evening. It's 75 degrees here in the Montrose, and tonight on Queer Voices, we have a number of guests locally, including Fred Walters, Executive Director of the Houston Buyers Club. We'll be talking to Lucy Watson about the Decadent Dessert, which is a great fundraiser that's happening this weekend. And then Joan has an interview with a theater group coming up in the second hour, along with a... We're going to be talking... And all of that is coming up, but first, we go to the BBC News in London from KPFT in Houston.
BBC News with Roy Lama. The White House says it will cooperate with an investigation by the U.S. Justice Department into new allegations surrounding the case for war against Iraq. A spokesman for President Bush said White House staff would hand over telephone records and other information requested by the investigators. It's alleged that two White House officials disclosed to journalists that the wife of a former diplomat, Joseph Wilson, was a CIA agent after Mr. Wilson publicly questioned some of the information used to justify war. Our Washington correspondent, Justin Webb, reports.
The president's opponents believe this affair could do real damage to the reputation of the Bush White House. The leading Democrat presidential candidate, Howard Dean, is among those calling for a special investigator to be appointed. As with the case of the weapons scientist David Kelly in Britain, the allegation is that senior officials leaked information to the press after they felt an individual behaved wrongly. In this case, the leak was the fact that a woman called Valerie Plame works for the CIA. Valerie Plame's husband is Joseph